BBC News with Julie Candler. American and British scientists say they've been able to improve one of the most important biological processes on the planet, photosynthesis. Researchers say through genetic modification they can increase the amount of energy from sunlight that plants can channel into growth. They do this by increasing the speed at which plants switch off a heat loss mechanism that's usually used to protect them from sun damage, but which isn't needed in cloudy weather. President Obama has used his last summit with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel to warn against a cyber arms race. He also expressed hope that President-elect Trump would engage with President Putin where their values aligned, but stand up to him where they did not. The US Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, is stepping down as Donald Trump takes over as president. During the election campaign, Mr. Clapper directly accused Russia of hacking in order to influence the election in favor of Donald Trump. The American bank J.P. Morgan Chase has agreed to pay $264 million to settle allegations that it hired the children of Chinese leaders to win business in the country. Security sources in Iraq say a suicide car bomb attack on a wedding has killed 17 people and injured many more. One account said the celebration west of Baghdad was being attended by local officials who have opposed the Islamic State group. Victims of human rights abuses carried out by the Tunisian state are being given a chance to tell their stories live on television. The broadcast, carried about now, is part of an effort to bring about national reconciliation. FIFA says it's opened disciplinary procedures against England and Scotland after players from both teams wore armbands with poppies to remember those who died in the war. FIFA insists such practice falls under its ban on religious, political or personal statements. BBC News.